Olinda presents this unabridged recording of Great Australian Test Cricket Stories, written by Ashley Mallett and read by Peter Hosking. With a heart as big as Farlap and a bat as wide as the Sydney Harbour Bridge, David Warner sets every summer of cricket alight. His energy creates a collective mood of enthusiasm wherever he might be playing. A rare Warner failure and the people fall silent, but for a hushed yet audible groan of disappointment echoing throughout the stands. In a season of Warner highlights, the little Aussie Dynamo's most sensational knock was his century before lunch in the third test against Pakistan at the SCG on the 3rd of January 2017. It was an Australian first on home soil. Only three other Australians have achieved a century before lunch on the first day of a test match, and they were all against England in England, and an impressive three they were: Victor Trumper, Old Trafford, 1902, Charlie McCartney, Headingley, 1926, and Don Bradman, Headingley, 1930. Fans love Warner's celebratory Toyota leap after every century, and he celebrates in this way regularly. Warner proved to those of the old school who were sceptical that he could indeed make a smooth transition from the hectic T20 format to the test stage. Born in Paddington, Sydney, on the 27th of October 1986, Warner was always a sports enthusiast. When he was 13, his cricket coach advised him to change from being a left-hander to batting right-handed. The reason? You're hitting too many balls in the air. Wise counsel from his mother, Sheila. That very season, when David returned to batting left-handed, he broke the under-16s batting record for his team, the Sydney Coastal Cricket Club. Word soon got around that the explosive Warner was destined for greater things, and he made his first grade debut with Eastern Suburbs at the age of 15. Within 2 years, he was a member of the Australian under-19 team touring Sri Lanka. He first played for Australia in 2008 and 9 in a T20 international match, where he nearly brought the house down at the MCG by smashing the strong South African attack to the tune of 89 runs in 43 deliveries. Even Dale Steyn was dispatched over mid-wicket for a massive six. That day also confirmed that David Warner was the first player since 1877 to represent Australia before first playing a first-class match.